Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the KevCast. I'm your host, Kevin Winder, author of Getting Better When You Can't. This is a podcast that's designed to help you see things from a very different perspective. I believe you'll find the content interesting, engaging, and even life-changing. Please check out my website at www.kevinwinder.com. And remember, I spell Kevin like the number 7. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter entitled Winder's Weekly Wisdom. Thanks so much for tuning in, and now, on to the KevCast. Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for tuning into the KevCast. I'm Kevin Winder, your host today, and welcome to another episode. Well, I hope today I get your attention. I hope today's thought actually engages you on a very new level and allows you to go out with a set of lenses that allows you to see something to which you were oblivious prior to this podcast. Are you interested? I hope so. Today's podcast is called What is in a Moment? What is in a moment? You see, we spend the majority of our lives focused on what is immediately before us. For example, we're trying to make our way through traffic, so we're just thinking about the cars ahead. We're getting ourselves or our families ready for the day. We're trying to stay focused on getting dressed, getting shaved, getting out the door. Maybe we're working on a project for work and our mind is focused on all those things. We have to get our kids off to school or practice or something. Maybe we have a meeting or appointment later. You see, we're focused on where we're going. We're thinking about the next thing that's ahead of us. It's very distracting. It's just common. It's what we call the daily grind. In fact, for most of us, there's nothing really satisfying or, you know, inspiring about just busting out the minutiae of our day. It's just simply part of life. It's what you got to do. And since so much of our lives consist of this basic repetitive activities, many people actually find themselves depressed. They find themselves angry or at least uninspired. Some people ask, you know, if this is all there is to life, then what's the point? Now, is it any wonder that people dream about escaping to some completely distant, far-off place, way off the grid, maybe a desert island or something like that? I want to add a layer to this scenario. When you get to the holiday season, think about that. If you're already focused on all the things that you have to get done every single day just to exist, I mean, think about 95% of your life today is spent doing the things just to sustain it. You're repeating what you had to sustain yesterday, today. There's like maybe 5% that's a little different. Now, for some people, if you add the holidays and all the extra stuff in there, it becomes hell on earth. It's unbearable. Do you see what's happening here? Most of us don't see what's happening here. So let me break this down for you. Think about these questions, really. Like, why do we go on vacations? What are you hoping to get when you sign off of work and disappear for a week or so? Why do we meet up with our friends or visit our loved ones when you're not working? Why is that fun to go out and meet people? What draws us into nature? What is it that's calling you to go fishing, biking, hiking, just getting away into the solitude and silence? What is it? Why do some people take so much joy or so much pain from the purchases that they have? Why are they so important? What motivates people to meditate or to engage in spiritual practice? You see, the answer is, we're doing all those things because we are seeking something. We're seeking a moment. A moment is a portal through which we can touch something bigger than all the noise of our life. It's the opportunity to pause and reflect. A moment allows us to go deeper. A moment, by its very nature, is transcendent because it gets us beyond ourselves. Moments, then, are sacred. Because moments are the spiritual expression of all of human life. In fact, life exists nowhere else. Thus, moments are existential. It's the place where we actually contact our maker. Whether you define it that way or not, there's something bigger taking place in these moments. When you say, I'm going to go there and it's going to be so great, the reason you're thinking it's so great is because you're anticipating a great moment. And that is not scientifically measured. It's not empirically based. You can't say it's this tall, this wide, or this heavy. You see, the silence of nature gets us beyond our material possessions. You know, you get out there and you're like, man, all that stuff I'm so stressed about really doesn't seem that important out here. The fragility of a newborn baby gets us out of our self-absorption. I mean, when that newborn arrives in your house, it is not about you anymore, is it? The death of a loved one always ushers in questions and emotions and experiences that are too large for our daily containers. It's so upsetting that often we just defer them. We never even want to face it because it's too big. What is it about the thrill of a new love, a new city, a new job that distorts everything around us? Life literally goes on hold while these new things emerge in our life. You see, these are moments. And we're getting at something. Each one of these experiences gets at something. And guess what? Every single person in the world gets at these things. And when you don't have a moment, you feel sad. When you long for a moment and they're far off or few and far between, you feel depressed and unsatisfied. Think about that. Now, if you think about it, all that we've ever done has been pursuing a moment. Everything we turn toward and everything we turn away from is based upon a search for a moment. If the moments we chase are always in the future, then we will live a life where we miss the moments that we have each day. In fact, the entire point of this podcast is to remind us never to glance over the moments. I'm trying to bring your attention to something that you might have been oblivious to. There are countless movies, Facebook posts, tweets, articles, sermons that all teach us to savor each moment. They're all telling us, hey, life is short. Stay present. Stay engaged. Don't miss out on the small stuff. That's great advice, but we need to go deeper. You see, savoring each moment is good advice, but most of us don't really know how. Lingering in a moment is not savoring the moment. The default mode, though, for most of us is to seek good moments. To seek happiness. We can't help it. I mean, we're programmed to avoid pain and to pursue pleasure. This is perfectly okay for those who are not familiar with what is inside the moment. But as our awareness grows, we discover that the good is only good because bad exists. See, the moment of dancing is intimately connected to the moment of mourning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 brings these pairs of opposites together in a very beautiful poem. I encourage you to check it out. The mourning and the dancing go together. You see, they're not separate. Ultimately, they're not even opposites. The dancing feels good because the mourning feels bad. The labor of the planting moment stems from the same moment as the satisfaction of harvest. As our consciousness matures, we are able to see both extremes as the same experience. Think about that for a minute. If you see things as opposites, there's a lot of growth yet ahead of you. Eventually, you'll see that these are the same moment. They're not just experiences of life, as in one is good and one is bad, and good experiences and bad experiences are both life. That's true. They're not just experiences of life. They are the experiences with life. Thus, hear this. We learn that this is amazing, because this is where we learn that the spiritual path is the one that actually leads us deeper into these timeless, transcendent moments. In fact, when you're having that moment, when the music is affecting you, where you're on the walk and that breeze felt so good, it just kind of gave you this moment of clarity, something transcendent is happening. You're actually getting out of yourself, out of what you called life, and into life. So it's a spiritual experience. It is a spiritual path to learn how to mine each moment for its beauty. And that's what this is all about. See, it's the awakening to the fact that each click of the clock is ushering in an interaction so profound and so meaningful and so purposeful that if we miss it, we miss everything. If we miss it, it's the denial of God, and it's the loss of ourself, our best self. James Finley correctly defines this experience of missing it as sorrow. Sorrow is what we feel after all the presents are opened on Christmas and the holidays, and no one really ultimately connected. It's the plates being thrown into the sink after Thanksgiving, and all of those hopes for a good communication were gone. Nobody really said anything meaningful or fun or interesting. Sorrow is what we feel when we can't see our way out of the lives we've grown to hate. Sorrow is what we feel when we grow up and our kids are all grown and they don't call us anymore. Sorrow is what we feel when we are passed over in our various communities, when we're left behind or forgotten or dejected. But do you see this now? Do you see that we're not sorrowful because these things happened? We're sorrowful because we have so longed for a particular moment that we are actually recognizing that we missed all the beauty and preciousness of moments along the way. Sorrow is actually the recognition that there's no way back to those moments. Sorrow says it was all for nothing, and sorrow was right. This is what religion must be speaking about when they use the term hell. It's the disposition of missing the eternal moment. It's the sorrow of being disconnected from meaning, which is found only in the present, or should I say, the presence. See, unlike the fear tactics of religious power plays that scare us by saying hell is a place we go that is irreversible, I know for a fact that it is reversible. The hell of sorrow has a bright path out of it. You see, if the breath of life is entering you at this moment, if you're breathing, you're alive, then guess what? You are being loved and infused with life by the eternal moment. It's not happening in a moment. It's happening by the moment. This moment has been coming to you every second of every day since you drew your first breath. And it comes to you now in grace, in benevolence, in kindness. It's not just some intangible thing out there that you hope one day might possibly exist. This moment has come to you in and as your very life. And it beckons you to pause. It calls you out of sorrow to be still and know that I am God. You see, the next time you see a sunset, or you have a great meal, or the laughter of a loved one is so close and so dear that it makes you want to weep, or the next time you feel such pain or dejection or frustration or sorrow, I hope you can become conscious of the beauty that is found within all of these containers. The next time that song just takes you away to a different place, a different attitude, a different feeling, remember, You're not having an emotional reaction to the song. Oh no, emotion is the only possible response for the beauty and transcendence that you're actually touching. For each moment is the love of God that is manifesting him or herself as your very life. Now, when you're tempted to conclude that there is no God, I want to just ask you to look a little bit closer. Get out of some other moment, some future moment, some past moment that is perpetuating a form of sorrow in your life, and simply enter this moment. For this moment contains all the beauty and wonder and proof that a God exists that you will ever need. I think you know that to be true. I think most of us know that to be true. If we just pause and find it, and we develop the skill to learn how to find it, we gain a set of lenses so that we can see it. Our life will not be the same. Our day will not be the same. And there can be amazing hope for us all. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the KevCast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I hope you come back next time. Thanks so much for tuning in to the KevCast. It really means a lot that you give your time and energy to this. It's my goal that this content is challenging sometimes, but mostly helpful, inspiring, and encouraging to you. It's my goal that in the end, you become a much better person. And guess what? I'll become a better person if I hear from you. I welcome your feedback, good or bad. I'd love to start a dialogue with you. If I can answer any questions, please reach out to me at my website, www.kevinwinder.com. Now, remember, I'm a member of the Experts Academy, and I help people who want to understand spirituality to make sense of their religious experience so that they can clearly see God in the world. Until next time, have a great day.